Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. Starting to lead worship. This is the fourth of 10 updated posts that aim to give people new to leading worship the tools and confidence to get started. Experienced worship leaders will also find useful information in these posts. The first three posts explore what's in your toolbox. The last seven posts provide guidance for constructing a service. The elements of a service. This post outlines the key elements of the church services I lead, offering a detailed, step-by-step framework for structuring worship in a way that is engaging, balanced, and thematically coherent. I explain the purpose and flow of each component, from welcome and prayers to readings, music, community sharing, and closing, along with practical tips on timing, content, and congregation participation. Worship leaders are encouraged to reflect on their own service structures, challenges, and possible improvements. This is the first of seven posts on constructing a service. In these posts, I'll share how I structure a typical service and create the content for it. In this post, we'll focus on the elements of a service. Upcoming posts will cover choosing hymns, songs, and waiata, finding or writing prayers and liturgy, writing your sermon, introducing the theme, story time, children's talk, designing and typesetting the order of service, and two sample services I've led recently. Introduction. Planning a church service can be both time-consuming and complex. Having a clear structure makes the process smoother, more efficient, and more meaningful, both for the leader and the congregation. This post outlines the essential components I use in the services I lead, with practical notes on where to place hymns, prayers, liturgy, and the sermon. Whether you're an experienced minister or a new lay worship leader seeking a reliable framework, you can adapt this structure to a variety of worship settings. I see the service as having four main sections. Opening, from welcome to prayer of approach and words of assurance. Exploring the theme, theme introduction through to hymn after the sermon. Community time, sharing the piece to offering and blessing of the offering. And closing hymn through to the grace. Sections in the services I lead. Welcome and introduction. Welcome everyone, both those present in person and those joining online if the service is being live streamed. Mention which Sunday of the church year it is, e.g. the third Sunday in Lent, and briefly highlight the Bible readings and the theme for the service. Call to worship, a short responsive prayer of 6 to 8 stanzas. You can also use hymn lyrics, poetry, or a paraphrase of the psalm for the day. Lighting the candle. A short litany, often said together as the candle is lit. I prefer to leave the candle burning until after the service. For me, snuffing it out during the service feels like extinguishing the light too early. Opening prayer. A brief prayer led by the worship leader, often introducing the themes of the day. Opening hymn, a familiar hymn of praise with a singable tune. Prayer of approach and words of assurance. A responsive prayer that may acknowledge what we've failed to do or things we've done but shouldn't have, followed by an affirmation of God's love and forgiveness. I avoid language about confessing sins. Introducing the theme, children's talk. An interactive activity for children and adults that explores the theme, such as acting out the Bible reading and discussing it briefly. Avoid just lining up children at the front and asking them questions. Hymn, song, or waiata. An opportunity to introduce a new song that relates to the theme. Readings. Include the full text in the printed order of service without verse numbers, and break long passages into smaller paragraphs for readability. Showing the full text of the readings and prayers in the order of service makes the liturgy accessible both to newcomers and regular attenders. Sermon, delivered immediately after the readings so they're fresh in people's minds, include images or music where appropriate. Hymn, song, or waiata. Choose something that reinforces the sermon's theme, either congregational or performed by a singing group. Community time, sharing the peace. Invite everyone to greet each other with words such as, "God's peace be with you." This is a warm, light-hearted time that may take a while to wrap up, and that's fine. Notices. A congregation member gives updates on meetings, events, and other news. I place notices here rather than at the beginning, so latecomers don't miss them. Sharing joys, gratitude, sorrows, and concerns. I invite the congregation to share things they wish to celebrate or concerns they'd like included in prayer. If nothing is shared publicly, invite people to bring to mind the things on their hearts privately as they join in the intercessions. Prayers of Intercession. Responsive prayers covering local, global, and personal needs. I include the full text of the prayer and the congregational response in the printed order of service. Where the bidding and response are the same throughout the prayer, for instance, "Leader, loving God, in your mercy, congregation, hear our prayer," I rehearse it with the congregation before beginning. This helps to engage the people in the prayer. Lord's Prayer. Show the full text in the order of service, whether a traditional or more modern form. I often lead it in Te Reo Māori, speaking at a pace that is comfortable for everyone. Offering and blessing of the offering. Invite the collection of monetary offerings along with food donations for the local food bank. After these are brought forward, the congregation stands to say a short printed blessing, usually linking to the day's theme. Closing hymn. A familiar, uplifting hymn that ties in with the theme. This is not the time to introduce new music. Blessing. A short paragraph printed in the order of service, reflecting the service's themes. The leader stands at the front with open arms to give the blessing. The Grace. Spoken together. I generally use the Te Reo Māori version. Notes on service length and preparation. With a 10-minute sermon, the above structure usually results in a 60-minute service, plus or minus 5 minutes. I'm not comfortable praying or speaking entirely off the cuff, so I write down everything I will say, including the sermon and all the liturgy. I prepare two versions of the order of service. Congregation version, which is shorter with hymns and responsive text, and the leader's version, longer, with the full text of everything I will say. Questions for reflection. How do you currently structure your worship services? What challenges do you face in planning a service, and how do you overcome them? If you could change one aspect of your church's service structure, what would it be, and why? The full content of this series and lots more worship ideas are included in my book, The Creative Worship Leader's Toolbox, available in print and ebook formats. Namihi.